Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through a prayer in awe for who Jesus is this Palm Sunday together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Prayer in Awe for Who Jesus Is This Palm Sunday by Amanda Eidelman. Hebrews 13:15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Life has a way of numbing us to wonder. The weight of our to-do lists, the responsibilities that we carry, and the uncertainties around us can crowd our vision. They can suck all the emotional and spiritual wind out of us, leaving us without anything to be in awe of. Palm Sunday is an invitation, a chance to clear our vision, to set aside the mundane and the urgent. It's a chance to fix our eyes on Jesus and marvel once again at the wonder of the cross. Don't miss this chance. Don't let the celebrations, family, obligations, and religion distract from the simple beauty that we are called to behold. This day is a monument of the most important sacrifice made in the history of the world. Our God turned man, gave himself over to the pain of being tortured, and then gave him over to death with one goal in mind: that we might be saved. Who could imagine a God who holds all power to suffer on our behalf because he cares for us? Why were we not doomed the second we decided we did not need to trust in our God? God had every right to destroy his creatures, leave us to our own desires and our dismal fate. We are undeserving of such love. But in the rushing and the doing, we forget that we serve an abundantly good God. Just the breath in our lungs we have been given today is a dispensation of grace. Nothing we do can be sustained through us alone. All things are made and given life through him. John 1:3-4. The only appropriate response to such power, such beauty, sacrifice, goodness, and grace is praise. Only a heart full of pride would refuse to acknowledge the name that is above all names. Philippians 2:9-11. This Palm Sunday, let's set aside our agenda, our pride, our self-reliance, and lift up a sacrifice of praise to God, who by his immeasurable wisdom sent his Son, Jesus, in our stead, so that we would not perish, but be offered a grand invitation into God's forever family. John 3:16. While we may not understand all of God's ways, because his ways are higher, Isaiah 55:8-9, we can trust that Jesus loves us. Ephesians 1:18-23 tells us that Jesus came so we could inherit with him the same power that raised him from the dead and seated him at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. This reality, along with our purchased salvation, should bring us to our knees. Let us embrace a holy interruption this Palm Sunday, filling our hearts with awe for the one who paid it all so we could be free. Let's pray. Dear God, oh, how we need you. How we so quickly are like the wandering Israelites in the desert that forget how mighty and good you are. We let life steal away our wonder. We prioritize efficiency over worship. Forgive us for not seeing you. Would you, by your grace, fix the eyes of our hearts on you anew? Without you, are we a hopeless, doomed to death and destruction? We thank you that by your grace we are saved. Let us never stop being humbled by the truth displayed on the cross. Grow wonder and awe in our hearts again for your Son Jesus and all your word tells us that he has given us now. More than anything, we thank you for hope. Life without hope past the grave would lack meaning. You give us strength and power to live with beauty in a world that is full of chaos. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are and the great power you have given us through your death and resurrection. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.